Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the introduction, Reagan. Good morning, everyone that's listening. It's in these tough times that we're going through right now. But today, I want to talk a little bit about community, opportunity, and collaboration. Three things that I really have kind of built my career on, built my life on. And I want to start it off with a quote that it's a fairly new quote, so not one of my old time favorites, but something I thought was really fitting that someone sent to me a couple of weeks ago during this crisis. And it's by a gentleman named Eckhart Tolle. He's a philanthropist and famous philanthropist, author, and psychologist. And the quote reads, The quote reads, when faced with a radical crisis, when the old way of being in the world, of interacting with each other and with the realm of nature doesn't work anymore, when survival is threatened by seemingly insurmountable problems, an individual, a species, or a community will either die or become extinct or rise above the limitations of its condition through an evolutionary leap. And it's a long quote, but it's an extremely profound quote. And I think it's perfect for the times that we're living in right now. Particularly, I'll speak around, you know, what we're going through right now in the Black community with all of the news that we hear around this illness affecting our community at a higher clip, and the health of our community, how this thing is really touching the economics of our community. But I want to spend today talking about opportunity, because these are the times when we really have to decide, as Eckhart put it, whether we're going to become extinct or we're going to evolve. And I think that evolution just leaves so much room for opportunity within our community. I mean, these times were built for people that are creative, people that are resilient, people that know how to make it through struggles. And when you look at back at the history of our community, I mean, these are the times that we've been preparing for since we were brought over here, you know, 400 or 500 years ago. And I don't think anyone is built to make it through these times and to evolve through these times better than the Black community. And so I'll touch on a couple of things. Just one thing that really comes out to me is I want to talk a little about small businesses and how we're struggling, and I know that our small business community is struggling, but we lead the world in influence. And many of these people that have the voices and the influence to reach the audiences, to allow our small businesses to reach new heights and reach new people, they're sitting at home right now. I think I heard Will Packer talk about it when he was speaking with Ryan during his interview, that many of the people that we all thought were out of reach or, you know, that we could never get to because they were all super busy, you know, many of these people are sitting at home right now trying to find opportunities themselves. And so this is just a fantastic time for the creatives and the innovators within our communities to be reaching out to these people, to giving them opportunities, because that's what it is when you're a small business. You have something that you worked hard on, you know, spent your life's energy on creating something. And this is your opportunity to really scale that business, to take it online. When you think about business in the past, you know, we've really been kind of structured in that we need to get into a Target, we need to get into some store, and now everything's online. And so this time has really opened up this opportunity to level the playing field for us to use the things that we're good at, to use the community that we've built to as our strength, to now use that to grow our business, to grow our economy. Even into the education world, there's so many products out there started by Black entrepreneurs that's focused on educating our children in a culturally relevant way. Several of them I advise and I work with on a daily basis. And these are things that we need to be spreading through our community as an opportunity to not allow our kids to sit stagnant at home, but give them an opportunity to actually rise and thrive during these tough times. And so also just mental health. I think this is an opportunity for us to use the time that has been given to us to do some of the things that maybe we have been putting off doing. And so the way I look at it is like, on my, I had a daily commute every morning of around 30 minutes. And now if I could spend that 30 minutes doing the workout that I never had time to do, or spend that 30 minutes having more preparation for my day, or spend that 30 minutes, you know, reading to my kids, or anything that I could use that extra 30 minutes for, that's 30 minutes of opportunity that I didn't have, you know, 3 months ago. And lastly, I want to, as we running through time here, I want to move on to collaboration. To get through these times, you think about evolution. I think this is the biggest thing we need to evolve around, is that as a community, we're not going to do this on our own. There's not going to be one solo person that solves all these problems. This is a time for us to come together and find someone like-minded that's working on something similar. You guys join forces, create something even more powerful than you could by yourself, because this is when collaboration becomes super duper important. We have to combine resources, we have to combine like minds. And if we do these three things and we focus on working internally within our community and not expecting someone to come save us, because we have everything that we need, we focus on using the opportunities that have been given to us through these tough times, and we focus on doing it together through collaboration and working together, I think that we'll come out of this pandemic stronger as a community.